Wednesday, 34-week ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. I, John, saw in heaven another sight, great and awe-inspiring. Seven angels with the seven large plagues, for to them God's fury is accomplished. Then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. On the sea of glass was standing those who had won the victory over the beast, and its image and the number that signified its name. They were holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations, who will not fear you, Lord, or glorify your name. For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, verses 12 to 19. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will see and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to repair your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will be even handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your life." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Let persevere in suffering to witness for God. Humankind history often drove the truth. Suffering create heroes. For example, there is Alexander the Great of France, or Huệ Nguyên the Great of Vietnam. The two kings passed through many sufferings to conquer their enemies and left their names for generations to admire. The great man, Nguyễn Thái Học, challenged people to accept suffering by saying, "If life is always easy and smooth, there shall be no heroes." One recognized the truth. A hero must accept suffering to live according to it. There is an example of a Vietnamese hero, Trần Bình Trọng, who was caught by Chinese and seduced to become one of their high-rank officers. He courageously said to them, "I would rather be a sow devil than a king of the Lord." The faithful had a hero more than all earthly heroes, which is Christ, the Son of God, who accepted to be incarnated in a human body, passed through many suffering, and accepted death to redeem the people's sin. Because of that, he gloriously resurrected, trampled the dead, and governed the heavenly kingdom forever. The faithful are Christ's disciples. They shall have to endure the same fate as Jesus said to them. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. See John chapter 15, verse 20. Moreover, Jesus promised, blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. See Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Today's reading advise the faithful to be persevere in suffering, because only those who persevere to the end shall be saved. In the first reading, the author of Revelation forewarned the plagues which shall happen before and in the last day. But as Christ has triumphantly won, those who put their faith in him shall also gloriously win. In the Gospel, Jesus forewarned that his disciples shall be persecuted, but he is always with them to help them to be persevered and victorious. Second analysis, first reading. Suffering is needed to be victorious. Third point. The condition is needed to win over the beast and his companions. First, the vision of the seven last plagues. The author reported, then I saw in heaven another sight, great and awe-inspiring. Seven angels with the seven last plagues, for to them God's fury is accomplished. The last plagues are God's fury for human beings. Both the good and the bad shall be affected. Second, people shall be purified as gold by fire. The author continued, then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. On the sea of glass was standing those who had won the victory over the beast and its image, and the number that signifies its name. The sea of glass is the symbol of indefinite distance between heaven and earth, as mentioned in Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. Here, the report added the expression mingled with fire. Fire is a symbol of purification, as gold is purified by fire to become pure gold. Human faith must be also purified by suffering so that it shall become a firm and unshakable faith in God. Those who won over the beast, his statue, and the number which correspond to his name is 666, are the martyrs. See Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. They are those who were not conquered by the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 13, verse 7 and 15. This description is similar to the description in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17. Second point, the Lamb and those who won over all worldly power. First, the victorious song. They were holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. The song of Moses is the victorious song after the Israelites safely rode over the Red Sea and saw the Pharaoh's bad foxes or sang in that sea. See Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 18, and Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 to 43. The song of the Lamb and those belong to him is compared to Moses' song because the Lamb victory is the summit and the goal of God's plan of salvation. Those who overcome suffering to follow the Lamb shall enter the promised land, which is the eternal life. Second, all shall glorify God and Christ. The song had these words: Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations, who will not fear you, Lord, or glorify your name, for you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. The song glorifies God for all things he had done for human beings in his plan of salvation, especially his power exerted in saving people. The song also glorifies Christ, the Lamb of God, who brought God's plan of salvation to perfection. Second, the gospel. By your endurance, you will gain your life. The third point. Endure suffering to witness for God. Jesus warned his disciples about suffering which is about to happen to them. He said, But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be a time for you to bear testimony. Jesus clearly declared, suffering is the precious opportunity for his disciples to be witnesses for him. Avoiding suffering is losing an opportunity to be Jesus' witness. Second point. The disciples should not be worried about how to face persecution. Jesus' disciples must know that they are not fighting alone, but he is fighting with them. Jesus promised, Settle it therefore in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversary will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parent and brother and kinman and friend, and some of you they will put you dead. You will be hated by all for my name's sake. When they know they have a much greater power than earthly powers assist, they should not be afraid, but should have confidence to fight back. St. Paul had this kind of experience when he declared, It is no longer I who live, but Christ who live in me. See Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Third point. Jesus guaranteed that they will be victorious. There is no worldly power which can overcome God's power. The worldly power is the temporal, since God allowed it. But when he decided to take it back, no one can oppose him. Jesus guaranteed this to his disciples, though they still have to fight. But not a hair on your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your life. Application in life. Sufferings must exist in life to purify human beings, to differentiate between the heroes and the timid, and especially for us to show our faith and love in God. When facing suffering, we do not fight alone. Jesus promised the earth that he shall fight with us. Our wisdom and power come from Christ. Jesus guaranteed that the victory shall be ours, because a single hair on our head has been counted. If we understand as such, what else do we wait for, and not ready to enter the battlefield to witness for God? Amen.